And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. And do some great things to chicken thighs.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, we have the pleasure of having the master of meat in the studio with us, Tim Sobey from Sobey Meats. And welcome, Tim. We kind of cut you off on the first segment, but here we go. We're going to be talking a little bit of meat now.
That's all right. Hey, glad to be here.
Yeah.
Yep. Happy Saturday, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. So I teed it up on the last segment, but give us the overall kind of like forecast for what the meat market looks like. Because we know if you're going to the grocery store like everybody does, man, things are up.
Yeah.
And so where are the values and where are the things that this inflation has really hit?
To prove that, this morning on the way here, I was out of gas. I ran to the gas station and I saw softener salt, and I'm out of softener salt. I bought two bags of softener salt. It was $22.
$11 a bag. Wow.
It's ridiculous. It's the new world is awful. Yeah.
So anyway, what's going on in the market?
So pork, I'll tell you what, you know, that continues to be that pork loin, but the pork tenderloin, man, that's another just tremendous, great value. And it's so versatile.
Right.
Easy to do. We'll stuff them. And that's just about a meal for Teresa and I. Throw it in, you know, get that cooked up. So
you butterfly them.
Yep. Yeah.
About how much a pound or tenderloin now?
About $4.99.
That's great. That's,
yeah, it's great, still a great compared value to a lot of stuff, but it's double what it was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Not double.
Well, a buck at least.
Yeah. So it's been hanging pretty constant, but they've dropped a little bit more recently.
So the tenderloin is the one that's about as big around as a tennis ball, where the loin. It's not the tenderloin, but the loin is the one about the size of a softball, right? Am I right there?
Yeah.
One's off the back and one's off the inside.
Off the inside, yep. Right, that's the tenderloin. Yep.
Right. The tenderloin's on the inside, yeah. Yep.
And whether you want to cut those into medallions and do a stir fry or just as medallions, you know, with something else, or cook them whole and just slice them off.
Right.
You got to drive over with a truck or burn them up to ruin them, really.
Right, yeah.
So that's a great value.
Yeah, it is. And a lot of people will marinate those too, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Now, do you do that in the store, or do you just give them the marinade and then go home and do it?
Yep, give them the marinade and they can do it.
Right.
We have marinades if somebody wants them that way. But so whether they're marinated or just straight up.
They're dry rubbed.
Dry rubbed, yeah. That's what we'll usually do. Tim's Blend.
Yeah.
Wrap them and put them in the fridge.
On everything. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Wrap them and put them in the fridge for overnight.
Yep.
6 hours at least.
And if not, it's the spur of the moment. We're heading for home and we're going to throw it in, you know, cook it up when we get home for dinner. Then they still come out all right.
Oh, wrap it in foil, put it on your manifold.
Yeah.
Right.
Every time.
Yeah,
do cars even have a manifold anymore?
Yeah. Can
Teslas you find
don't.
It? Can you find it in there if it is there? But so, Tim, when you do that, are you grilling it? Are you smoking it? Or is that you can do either depending on what you want to do?
Yeah, you can do either one. And sometimes, you know, we still have work things we're finishing up when we get back to the house. If it's that night, we'll just throw it in the oven. You know, I'm a live and die by meat thermometer. So I'll just put the digital probe in there. Set it to what temp. I usually cook my pork to like 145.
Right.
And so it's still plenty juicy. And when you take it out, let it rest, you know, you're at 150 anyways. And God, they just come out really, really nice.
Yeah. Yep. Very tender. And that it's long and it's got a almost on a point on one end and round on the other. And you just start slicing those medallions right down through it from top to bottom.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe half, 3/4 inch thick. And boy, they eat good. I mean, tender with a fork.
There's we'll do that with a pork loin, boneless loin, and I call a tri-cut. So there's two different cuts instead of just butterflied with one, and it lays open farther. So put the stuffing in there, and then it'll actually roll up and tie strings all the way around it.
Okay.
So it looks like a donut. So you have meat all the way around, and then just the center has the stuffing in it.
Oh. Which could be like maybe some baby spinach and some feta or blue cheese or... some sort of cheese.
Borzen, any of those, yeah.
Ricotta.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you do with it when you stuff it like that? What do you generally put in it?
Just, as I say, stuffing.
Yeah.
But we have our bread stuffing that we usually put in there.
Oh, okay.
And so there's some apple in there also. But, yeah, certainly, Bob.
Oh, that'd be good, stuffing an apple.
Yeah. Nice. So whatever that is you want to put in there, the sky's the limit.
And then when you slice it, it's just gorgeous.
Yeah, it's a great presentation. It looks nice. It's, you know, presents nice on the plate.
So here's the key then is when you bring that up to temp and you're probing it, to be careful and find the right spots to probe it. So you're getting down to the center, but not in the stuffing necessarily, in the end of the meat inside. So you can get an internal temp of at least 145.
Yep. Yep.
So, Tim, is that stuffing cooked before you put it in there, or are you just whipping it up in a bowl and putting it in there and it cooks as the meat cooks?
Yeah, B.
Okay.
Cooks as the meat cooks.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
But it's dried bread and seasonings.
Right.
And,
they're cooked
and
already.
And the apple. Yeah. They're already cooked, overcooked.
Overcooked. Yeah.
Sat on a bench too long. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I know that feeling.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, that sounds good. And now do you glaze that on the top, or are you just cook with the Tim's Blend seasoning on the outside, or what's that look like?
Our go-to sauce we've been putting on there, Triple Nine, and it's one of our local guys, Rich Parker.
Okay.
IBQing is his barbecue team, and it's a local guy with local sauce. And Blues Hog is the other one. It's probably, not counting a Sweet Baby Ray, you know, it's probably still the number one.
But, well, Blues Hog, in my opinion, is the best sauce in the country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So between Blues Hog, then the Triple Nine, we've been just crushing it with that. So that's a fantastic
Here's
sauce.
A little promo for Sobey Meats. I believe you carry Blues Hog in the gallon jugs.
We used to. Oh. So I'll get them for my...
So you order it.
Yeah.
That's any of you Q teams out there. I'm talking not code for Q.
Yeah.
Maybe you guys too. If you want a good sauce and you're going to use a bunch of it, have the Sobey team order you some Blues Hog Traditional in a gallon jug. You'll have one on your hand every time you cook.
Yep. And I guess that's something that we need to mention is that, Tim, you carry a whole variety of seasonings and sauces and marinades that you can't find anywhere else. I mean, this is a specialty section of the store, and I walk in there, the Billy Bones, that seasoning that he has, right? You can't find that anywhere else, but it's on your shelf every time I go in there, and their championship rub, I like that on pulled pork. And so it's one of those things where... I buy my seasonings with you because you've got everything that I need and then some, right?
Yeah, thank you. Growing up, I've said many times, we had one sauce, Open Pit, right?
Right, yeah.
And now you look at all the barbecue sauces, the rubs, the marinades.
And if you taste Open Pit now, you're like, oh my gosh, this is horrific.
You're going to spit it out. Right? I'm going to lick my own bunghole to get that taste out of my
hey,
mouth.
I can't
say that.
Yeah, I want to take a second to honor the poor souls who in a place I used to live in Hawaii who went through like one of the most horrific events we've seen in our time.
Right.
And pray for those people because it wiped out a lot more people than we know or are being told. And there's something definitely wrong with that situation. It's just too many coincidences. And just pray for those people.
Yeah, all right. Yes, we need to do that. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about beef, my favorite thing in the meat counter. And we've got lots of cuts, and I think Tim's got a little surprise for you, Bob. So you listen to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.